Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in Prague, Czechoslovakia, there is a statue which is called the Infant Jesus of Prague. This statue was brought to Prague from Spain over 300 years ago. Supposedly, the Infant Jesus of Prague made a promise to a certain Father Cyrillus. "The more you honor me," he said, "the more I will bless you, and many will testify to the fulfillment of that promise as they give testimony to miraculous healing, to help in times of financial distress, to light in spiritual darkness, to deliverance from danger, all because they prayed to and venerated the statue of the Infant Jesus of Prague. The idea seems to be, you do something for me and I'll do something for you, or you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. But has God called us to be his pious back scratchers? Is he a God who requires positive strokes from us before he will care for us or bless us? A careful look at our text will reveal that the answer to those questions is no. For in our text, we find that God has blessed, predestined, adopted, redeemed, and enlightened us without any cooperation or participation on our part. And how could we? We were chosen before the foundations of the world, predestined unto adoption in eternity. And on a wooden cross, 1,000 and more years before our birth, our redemption is accomplished. Not because of anything someone had done or in view of anything we might do, but as our text says, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. And how has God done this? In and through Jesus Christ. Our text is clear once again. For we find Jesus Christ connected to every act of God that is mentioned. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. We are predestined unto adoption through Christ. And we are redeemed, receive the forgiveness of sins through his blood. Jesus Christ is the one through whom God acted for us. And the place he acted was on a cross and in a tomb. It is through Jesus Christ that we receive all that God's action can and will bestow on man. And this we cannot forget, especially at this point in our lives. Whether we are involved in preparing men for the holy ministry or are ourselves involved in that preparation, whether we are looking forward to vacation, graduation, ordination, installation, we need to take time for meditation, to pause and to reflect on the fact that what we have accomplished and achieved in the service of Christ over this past year has not been because of any personal worthiness or excellence, or because we have influenced God by our piety or our zeal, but because it is God who is at work in us both to will and to do his good pleasure. This is the focus of our lives, that we have the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. If we believe that God has purposefully and deliberately redeemed us, then we can also believe that God has a purpose for each of us as individuals. And he most certainly does. As redeemed, adopted sons of God, we have also been predestined predestined to live in eternity with God, but also predestined for the present. Yes, God has a responsibility for each of us right now. And that responsibility is to live and to work and to preach and to teach to the glory of God as we proclaim the excellency of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. For once we were not a people, but now we are the people of God. Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received mercy. Our predestination, adoption, redemption have all been completed, but God's mission still goes on. And that is why we have been predestined for the present. For God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Predestined for the present. Not because of who we are, but because of whose we are. And we are His. Through our baptism, He has claimed us as His own and blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, which He lavished upon us according to the riches of His grace. And He promises the same to all who call upon His name. And to us, He has given the privilege of giving away the riches of His grace, the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. No, this does not come from some infant Jesus of God, but from Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who has purchased and won us from sin, death, and the power of Satan. May this be our reason for serving Him today and every today, according to the praise of His glorious grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. Now to Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.